Siyabonga Chris ilichana njani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 15 ngomabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
indlela lamhlanje ngathi ibangelwe yidoni ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala kami 15 or so years ago wawulesen throughout right up to 15 years so amadonki le nkomo zazingahluke emgaqeni kami.
Kufa abantu abalichumi lambili engozini yomgwaqo duzane le Bait Bridge.
Ilanga le independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhla ka 18 April. Sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebratewayo. Babulawa abantu, basabulawa abantu, balamba abantu, abantu abavunyazivunyela uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama-breadwinners.
Abanye bapha imbono yabo ngokunanzwa kwelanga likazibuse ele Independence Day. Kuwoza Fridays lo mculi we hip hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kufe abantu abalichumi lambili kwalimala abangamachumi amane lanhlano engozini yomgwaqo phakathi kwebhasi leroli eBait Bridge ekuseni namuhla. Ibhasi le ngenkampani ye-MB Transport njalo ibilubhekise e-Bait Bridge isemgwaqweni osuka eHarare lapho echane khona echaye ubabhemi yasingqikilana leroli ebiphambana layo. Iphephandaba le-Herald libike ukuthi abantu abalichumi bahle bafela khonapho kwathi ababili bayafela esibhedlela se-Bait Bridge. Abanye babalimeleyo bagijinyiselwe esibhedlela zakoBulawayo kwathi abanye balaliswa esibhedlela seBait Bridge. Umphathintambo wezomvikela umnumzana Kembo Mohati lo mphathintambo wezabelo umnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere batshone eBait Bridge lapho abazise khona ukuthi uhulumende uzaphathisa imoli zabalahlekelwe izihlobo kulingozi ngemali engange $200 imuli ngayinye. Umgwaqo weHarare Maswingo Bait Bridge wonakele kakhulu njalo baningi abantu asebefele kuwo eminyakeni edluleyo. Sixoxe lomabhalane wedolobho leBait Bridge umnumzana Laudra Mahapola yena othi umgwaqo lo kumele ulungisiswe ngokuphangisa.
Indlela lamhlanje ngathi ibangelwe yidoni. Ebekubangelwa ngokuthi umgodi wena ukudala kami 15 or so years ago wawulesen throughout right up to 15 years so amadonki le nkomo zazingahluke emgaqeni kami and also the other reason is because umgodi wena unaro ukuthi kungayenzakala into enjalo ukuthi umuntu usetsha idonki ukuthi aviyane lolwana omunye kusuka kuzenza so maybe we may need to fence ukuthi umgodi wena ufake i-fence above 80 kilometers up to Big River nokuthi maybe uhulumende azame ukuthi awuqhebise.
Kule mizamo yini enziwayo nguhulumende ukulungisisa lo mgwaqo ngokwazi kwakho?
Mina ngazi kunoku esikubala emaphepheni ukuthi sebelungiselele ukuthi umgwaqo lo uyajualayiswa kube engikwazi officially nje hayi ngabe ngawazi but ngazi ukuthi umaphepheni kusenzalo ukuthi hayi uzaqhebisa umgwaqo.
Edolobheni phakathi eBait Bridge khona iminjani imigwaqo yenu?
Imigwaqo ifuna sibili imali ukuthi ilungiswe. Kanti imigwaqo ibe damage and imali zokuyilungisa zingekho. So kuyafunakala sibili imali le. Njengathi lapho eBait Bridge eTown, njengoba sithola yonke i-traffic engathi e-Southern Africa kubo-DRC. Wonke imoto ziyala, wonke ama-trucks abuyala avela kubo-Durban. Wonke avelayo. So imigwaqo yethu hayi ifuna ukuthi ikhamelisiswe nje.
Khona kwenzakala njani ukuthi umngcele wenu khona ngapho yiwo ongena izimota ezedlula yonke imingcele elizweni kodwa imigwaqo esuka khona ngapho kayimanga kuhle?
Ngiyabona izindaba zemali
Umnumzana Laudra Mahapola ngumabhalane wetolopo leBeitbridge. Sixoxe laye ekhona le eBeitbridge. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga iZimbabwe inanza ilanga likazibuse lapho efikisa khona iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha ithole uzibuse wabensundu. Kambe lichoni kuwe leli langa. Asizweni imbono yabanye babalandeli beStudio 7.
Yebo, uAlbert Ndlovu lona. Le ndaba ye-independence mina nje empilweni yami ayikaze ngisebenzele. So lokhu nje kwasuka kuye u-1980. Angikaze ngiyithole inkululeko kuleli alizwe. Isayifuna inkululeko selokhu nje sathathelwa umbuso ngamabhunu. Sizawuthathelwe njalo yile ZANU-PF thina singabantu bemthwakazi. Asikaze siyibone nje into okuthiwa yinkululeko. Okwe-independence nje yindlela yokuba mabachithe imali ngoba vele baqonda ukuchitha imali yelizwe mabakuchitha abakuchithayo futhi liqeqebana labantu singeke sithi baningi abantu abakuthokozelayo lokho abalulushwana abantu bayalamba lapha kanti lokho okuthiwa kwenziwa independence kube kwenziwa okunye okumqoka mhlawumbe ukuvuselela ukulima or ukuvuselela amafemu ngabe siyezwa kodwa lokho okuthiwa i-independence abantu kushone nje kunathwa utshwala abantu bebadala kangaka abantu abafuneke babonise ukuhlaziyeka ezinhliziyweni emqondweni yabo abantu abadala abantu beZANU-PF thina sibona nje besenza imidlalo njengabantwana akusenelisi mina njengami nje angaze ngenele ngayo independence selokhu yaba khona kimi kufana nje noba ayikazifike nangelanga elilodwa angiyazi independence angaze ngiyiqabule nzoyiqabula mhlazana umthwakazi wakhululeka labo enzobona khona independence ba into enjalo.
Yeah, ngiclement Ncube mina ilungu lephamu. So kule ilanga le-independence eliba khona elizayo ekhaya mhlaka 18 April. Sibona ngani into yokudlala liyana ngoba isekho into eselebretwayo. Babulawa abantu, basabulawa abantu, balamba abantu, abantu abavunyazivunyela uhamba lokudla ekhaya sikuyitha ama-bread winners. Konke lokhuyana ayisekho into esiyiselebretayo laphoyana. Bolile akubavaliwe amafemu sokungamasonto phakathi. Sokumbuso nje okhona wamasosha umbuso ngalabantu ngoba if kuthiwa kubusa uhulumende wabantu ngabe uyavumela abantu bahambise ukudla laphana ekhaya akufundeke ezikolweni izikolo ezindala ezizwe ezadabule ezaletha imfundo laphana ungathi ngamanxiwa manje khangela ompandeni mishini onyathi mishini o-Hope Foundation izikolo zakuqala kuleliya lizwe ngamanxiwa manje akusela kufunda emfundwayo laphayana.
Mina igama lami nguRitima Moyo. Nge-independence ngathi mina kimi itsho ukuba sengilamathuba alingana labo bonke nje abantu ukuba ngenze laloba yini engiyifisayo ukuze lami ngijabule njengomuntu kungasoke kube kungokuncindezela abanye kutho ukuthi sengingafunda kutho ukuthi sengingasebenza laloba yini nje engayicabanga.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 bekhuluma ngokunanza ilanga likazibuse ele independence. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga ele Zimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likaMabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona ngeWhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter. Amalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka wezokuthengiselana kobulawayo oZimbabwe International Trade Fair asefike kuzinga eliphezulu lapho indawo zokubukisela ezingaba isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisificamunye ekhulwini sezithethwe. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Umqondisi wenkampani ebona ngalumbukiso unkosikazi Noma Ndlovu ubike ukuba bayathokoza ngabalungiselelo ombukiso walonyaka ngoba amazwe agoqela iBotswana, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Kenya, Namibia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa lamanye azabe ekhona.
Siyathaba ukuthi umbukiso wethu ususondele, amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle kakhulu. Sesithengise indawo yokubukisa ephose ifike izicaphulo ezincane ezizinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane lanye. Kutsho ukuthi sokusele kancane ukuthi sifikise inani esilikhangeleleyo. Ababukisayo abavela kuleli bayadlula amakhulu amathathu lamachumi amahlanu. Abavela kwamanye amazwe sebephose bafike amachumi amathathu. Amazwe azabebukisa angamachumi amabili. Sikhangelele ukuthi mhla zingamachumi amabili lesikhombisa kumabasa sizabe silomhlangano omkhulu wabo somabhizimusi. Njalo ngelanga elilandelayo kuzahlangana abemandustry bekhuluma eziphathelane lokuvuswa kwamafactory avaliweyo.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uchaze ukuba amankampani avela kwamanye amazwe ayedlula amakhulu amathathu lengxenye asethembise ukuza. Ethi njalo kuzaba le mihlangano yokucebisana kwabosomabhizimisi.
Umbuthano wokuvulwa kwe-ZITF uzabe ukhona mhla zingamachumi amabili lesificamunwemunye enkundleni enkulu. Siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi amabhizimisi onke angakabhalisi abhalise masinyane.
Isikhulumi sekhansili yakobulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu uthi sebeqalile ukulungisa imigwaqo ukuze izethekeli zihambe kuhle ngoba sebethole inkulungwane ezingamakhulu edlula amane esikhwameni seZimbabwe National Road Authority yokulungisa imigwaqo eqaqele iZITF layo yonke engena edolobheni.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakobulawayo iqalile ukulungiselela umbukiso wamabhizinisi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Njalo sesathola imali engange 430,000 esuka kuZimbabwe National Road Authority ukuba silungisele imigwaqo uze izethekeli labazokubukisa bahambe kahle. Lolu luhlelo oluqhubekayo ngoba sikhangelele ukuthola i-899,000 lonyaka esuka kuZinara ukuba imigwaqo yedolobho ilunge. Imigwaqo yonke engena kobulawayo izwa egqaqele iZITF, uRobert Mugabe, le Hillside Road izalungiswa. Phinde njalo silungise lo 12th Avenue.
Unkosikazi Mpofu uveze ukuba sebeqalile njalo ukulungisa indlu yabo yokubukisa esegcekeni leZITF njalo sebefike esibangeni esiphezulu.
Indlu yethu yokubukisa egcekeni leZITF layo sesiqalile ukuyilungisa.
IRussia leGhana ikhangelelwe ukubukisa ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethile njalo iza lehofisi ebona ngezokuhlanyela umnotho emazweni azo. iSouth Africa ibikwa izaletha amankampani adlula amachumi amathathu kulinani eliphezulu kakhulu kulanyakenye elamachumi amabili kuphela. Umongameli weTogo nguye okhangelele ukuvula umbukiso wamabhizimisi weZITF. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje amalunga edale lePhalamende athukuthele kulandela imbiko yeziphathamandla zedale eyokuthi kuzamele azidingele indawo zokulala ngesikhathi sombukiso we-Trade Fair kobulawayo ekupheleni kwenyanga. Amalunga edale lePhalamende amele abe khona ekuvulweni kwalombukiso ovulwa ngomongameli Mugabe lomhlonitshwa ovame ukuvela kwamanye amazwe. Amalunga aleli tale awe ZANU-PF kanye lawe MTC abikwa emanyene ekubuzisiseni ngalolu daba. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele omunye wamalunga la umnumzana Prince Tubeko Spanda ongwe bandla le MTC njalo onguye obuze idale ngalolu daba.
Wona ama managers ePhalyamende kanye nabagcini sihlalo bePhalyamende awu ezabo indawo zokulala sezivile sezilungisiwe kobulawa sezikhona thina ke njengamalunga edale ePhalyamende njengami nsuka eBhinga bathi ukuthi ngiza driver nsuke eBhinga ngihambe ngiyengena ku-official opening bese driver njalo ngibuyele yini eBhinga ngoba ngendlela vele esebenza ngayo kufuze ukuthi ngafika kobulawa kulomsebenzi ngikwanisa ukuthola indawo yokulala so sasesibuza ke ukuthi uclerk of parliament akwenzileyo ke yikuyini ukuthi amalunga edale leParliament engafiki ebonakale selala ezitredini wona esiya emsebenzini welizwe elapho kwabe kuvulwa khona iParliament ngokusemthethweni so yikho kade sikubuza njengamalunga edale leParliament besingadinga amalawensi zokuyalala ngoba vele asila amalawensi zokulala akula MP ophiwa amalawensi zokulala iParliament iyayenza ama arrangements lama hotels afana labo holiday ina ma hotels zonke awa African Sun lama hotels abo Rainbow Rainbow Group of Companies bayenza ama arrangements ukuthi ama members of parliament nxa ethe afika kuleyo ndawo yasemsebenzini ekwanise ukuthi ethole indawo yokulala
manje ligcine lithola na impendulo
impendulo asitholanga ngoba impendulo esiphiwe khona apho impendulo kade sithi njengama members kasizihambile siye buza ku administration ngase sithi ke mina kunzima ukuthi amalunga awedeleha le parliament ayi 400 si 400 all in all isine sihlala sine le national assembly singu 400 sihambe kambe siye layina sinayinela ukuthi sibuze ukuthi ngiza kuyalala ngapi ngelanga lokuthi ngiyebona ngiyekuzwa i-official opening ye-parliament akusebenzi sasesithi thina besicela ukuthi i-administration ye-parliament itshele umgcini sihlalo ukuthi malungisele lobani ayenziweyo veni kwenziwe i-announcement ye-parliament leyo announcement ayisayenziwanga okutshengisa nje ukutsho ukuthi amalunga edala le-parliament nxa ehamba kulo msebenzi ayafika ezibonele lapho kokulala khona nxa beyarifandwa beyakurifandwa baya beyarifandwa kuphela ifiweni
umnumzana Prince Tubeko Spanda ngumeli wetale lephalamende engowebandla le-MTCT ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 eseHarare. Ku Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingozi zomgwaqo singena nje kuphela sonto yekhefu likazibuse thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abahlengi abangena kumakholo lamakholo lokhe bedinga abantu kunqwabanqwaba ezakhiwo eziwiswe ikuzamazama komhlaba kwele Japan abangabe besinde kulingozi. Kulaba kubutho amapolisa abalwisa ukucitsha umlilo abezempilakahle labanye abazama ukuncedisa umhlobolo wangezansi kwele Japan. Ohlaselwe kakubi yilingozi izolo kwafa abantu abayithoba mnemunye kwalima lapho se abazinkulungwane. Kuqhamuke ukufuthelana ukukholo phakathi kwabatshengiselayo kwele Egypt lamapolisa phezu kodaba lwezihlenge ezimbili ezibikwa zibiselwe embusweni wakwele Saudi Arabia. Amapolisa laba kubutho babikwa besebenzise intuthu ehitshayo ukuchitha umbuthano wabakade betshengisela laba. mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa, abanye bathi galitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18, uchoni uzibuse kuwe. Rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sitholakala njalo ekhasini le-Facebook kanye laku-Twitter. Sizweni utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Mhlaka 20 imbimbitho ele Republic of Congo libe lokhetho lokudinga umongameli olubikwa lungaqutshwanga kakuhle ngoba kwenziwe amaphutha amaningi. Abezindaba bayaliswa ukuthi bayibona luqutshwa. Lokunganikwa amathuba kwamabandla ezombusazwe ngokukhankasa, ukubuthana loba ukukhulumisana nje okukhululekileyo ngaphambilini kokhetho. Njalo lesikhathi sangkhona besivele singenele ukuthi kulungiselele ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kusimo esibi lesi, umongameli Dennis Sosongweso nguye obikwa enqobile kulolu khetho okwehlandla lesithathu leminyaka emihlanu ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% samavoti. Unguweso oleminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lambili 72 uveze ekupheleni kwanyaka nye ukuthi uyancintisa kulolu khetho, kodwa phansi kwesisekelo sombuso salelo lizwe ubengamelanga ncintiso okwesithathu, njalo iminyaka yakhe yokuzalwa ingasamvumeli ukuthi enze lokho. Ukuze kwenqabelwe lokho, uhulumende wakhe ukhethe ukuguqula imithetho yelizwe ukuze yavunyelwe ukuncintisa okwesithathu ngemva kokwenziwa kwe-referendum layo engaqhutshwanga kakuhle ukuze nje baguqule isisekelo sombuso. Lanxa abantu batshengisela besola leli nyathelo okwagcina kubangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela phakathi kwabezomvikela lalabo ababetshengisela kwabotshwa lokubulawa kwabanye. Ibandla elibusayo lazise ukuba impumela ye-referendum le iveze ukuthi isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu balelo lizwe siyasekela inyathelo lokuthi unguweso ancintise njalo okwesithathu. Okwakhokelela ekuthini amapholisa alise ukutshengisela kwabantu okwahle kwavimba abamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi enze imbuthano yabo yokukhankasa. Ngalezo zizathoke, eleMelika lidaniswa kakhulu ngosokusenzakala kwele Republic of Congo kanye langendlela eziqhutshwa ngazo ukhetho kulelo lizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe womhlaba, umnumzana Mark Turner, wethule umbiko othi eleMelika likhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi alungisise amaphutha la engakenzi ukhetho ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Wathi bayaqhubeka bekhuthaza uhulumende weCongo ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu, abantu bavunyezwe ukusekela amabandla abawafisayo ezombusazwe, njalo kube lokusebenzelana okuhle kwabalembono ehlukeneyo.
Lawa bekungamazwi kahulumende weMelika. Woza Friday lamhla silomculi we-hip hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTubbs. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Abandile uvuyena owaziwa kwezomculo ngegama elithiwa Tabs, ngomunye wabaculi abasakhulayo abenza umculo we-hip hop owaziwa ngokuthi yiNdebele rap.
Sivuke ekuseni, smokole tesh, uhlanganisa itubobo shele nesitandale cash. vele basho bathi nyachoma ngizanga kuzodlala la mpintshi spandi ma I'm with that baby boy shale namba nyasikanya boy abantwana babaya la mayelo boy
lo mculi wole minyaka engamashumi amabili lana yokuzalwa njalo ohlala elokitshini lelo bhengula kobulawayo uzazise emphakathini ngengoma yakhe edla ubhedu kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe ethiwa hey wena yona ayicule endawonye lo Calvin. Ividiyo yengoma le ethi hey wena iyatholakala ebulenjini ku-YouTube ikanti iyadlalwa njalo lakumabonakude emsakazweni weZambezi Magic.
Hey Winner featuring Calvin on YouTube from Google and Jay. Yeah, from Google Tips, which is THA. Yeah, the BZ. See, Zala, yeah. Google Sarazo is Zambezi Magic. Yeah, Zambezi Magic on DSTV. Making a lesson, I'm a balan of a banning a baby's been said. I'm rapping an abasuli labo bang hate. I'm calling the belly rap, manja bang imitate. It's that love, boy.
Ingoma le ethiwa hey wena yenze wakhethwa njengomunye wabaculi abatsha abakuzinga laphezulu emkhosini weZim Hip Hop Awards. Ikanti le video yakhe ikhethwe kuhlangothi lwamavidiyo aphekwe kuhle. UTabs usanda kurhwatsha indlikizane yengoma ethiwa le vibe yona elwisa ukungena kuluhlu lwengoma ezivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni wePower FM.
Now we are the summertime, we out time. And petal, I'm a good man, a test man. Abandon us, but I guess I'll come shaz na. No, you're Kozun and Juju, I'm a straight fan. Chewet, it's Mr. You, Masayela. Pira Luunan, you guys in this mega. But just tell us, I'm a hard and over by Stang. It's the Jurekan King in the building, you said.
Lo mculi uthi uphakathi kokupheka idlalade lakhe lawuqala elibizwa ngokuthi yi-possibilities njalo inye ingoma ezaba ingxenye yaleli dlalade ngethiwa honeymoon.
Turn them lights low, get yourself close. Maybe it's you and me, beyond the nightfall. I'm in the morning's food, we need to celebrate. I'm giving you my love, I'm giving you my trust. Baby, you're taking everything, I'm giving all my life. This love is way too much for me, I'm giving myself away. Your eyes, they tell it to strolly when you're up in my arms. Shawty, I swear your swagger really makes me wanna laugh. You make me wanna...
Abanye abaculi asebenzisane labo uTabs ekucindezeleni ingoma zakhe ngabagoqela uKelvin kanye loDrew Boy. Ikanti kulezi nsuku usebenzisana loKid Active otholakala esikolweni iHarare. Abafuna ukuxhumana loTabs balakho ukumthinta kukhasi lakhe leFacebook ngaphansi kwegama elithi Tabs. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma yakhe ethiwa hey wena.
Ehlisimoya boy ungabi negwali mabethu Kevin utop boy ungabi nenkani ntwana yegasi nyaze beli nthatha kancane manje bheka inombolo boy abana machance ambone ngena ngaphikile.
Siyabonga tjahala kithi sesifike emaphethelweni wohlelo lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kufe abantu abalichiyomi lambili kwa limala abangamachiyomi amane lanhlano engozini yomgwaqo eBaitbridge lamhlanje ekuseni. Asefike kuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo ombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Kuwoza Friday bese lomculi weHip Hop ohamba ngegama lokuthi nguTabs. Kwaneleko kwalamhlanje, olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo, libe lobusuku obuhle.